This is from the UALM News. It's written by Carol Sawbridge, who writes and compiles the UALM Village Archive. And it's called The Musical Ladies of Dayspring and Garden House. For over two decades, UALM was home to three internationally acclaimed classical musicians. In 1939, two already famous violinist sisters, born into a musical family from Budapest, visited their friends, Lord and Lady Somerville, in the old rectory and quickly formed an attachment to UALM. In 1940, they paid £600 for Dayspring's, a small property with attached land situated on the hill behind Mr. Howell's High Street garage. They lived in UALM until 1958, when they left for Florence to retire. These talented sisters, Adela, 1886 to 1962, and Jelly Duranyi, 1892 to 1966, were great nieces of a renowned violinist, Joseph Joachim, who bequeathed the Stradivarius violin to Adela, his pupil. Adela married Alexander Fakiri, but she was widowed in 1939 with a young daughter. The sisters' European careers as duettist concert violinists moved them in high circles, and they counted Princess Helena Victoria and Mary Louise, two granddaughters of Queen Victoria, as friends. Politicians Asquith and Balfour and authors Huxley and Siegfried Sassoon were amongst their admirers. In 1952, they built Garden House to house a music room in their grounds, and many famous composers and musicians visited them in UALM. Composers Vaughan Williams, Ravel and Bartok dedicated works to Jelly, and Gustav Holst's double concerto for two violins was written for the sisters. Jelly also had a partnership with her lifelong friend, the pianist Myra Hess. Lady Hambledon, in her village memoir, believed that Edwin Elgar was in love with Jelly. If so, an emotion not returned. The property continued to be associated with another musical lady, a renowned operatic soprano singer, Margaret Ritchie, 1903 to 1969. Miss Ritchie bought Garden House in 1958 for £5,800, where she entertained famous musicians and singers such as Joan Sutherland. Miss Ritchie was a versatile artiste. She played the part of a real-life singing star, Adelina Patti, in the film Pink String and Sealing Wax, and also sang on the soundtrack of the 1948 film Scott of the Antarctic. Classical singers attended her classes in Garden House, and she is remembered for founding a summer school in Oxford in 1960. Sadly, Margaret Ritchie died of throat cancer in 1969 at the age of 66. She's buried in the new churchyard in UALM. A full history of the ladies was written by Jenny Howe in appreciation of the cultural heritage attached to Garden House, which became her family home in 1986. Jenny was herself a professional cellist and had searched for over a year for a house with a large music room. Garden House was perfect. To complete the circle, in 1987, Jenny formed the Duranyi String Quartet with colleagues from Oxford, rehearsing at Garden House and performing in the area. The house left for France in 1997. The full history of the musical ladies and the properties written by Jenny Howe is available in the Village Archive, File 13.9, and they are also covered in Glimpses of an Oxfordshire Village by Anne Chisholm, pages 94 to 98. The Village History website, www.ulmvillagehistory.uk, features the ladies under People/Famous People.